Oh, well, it was built by Span. And somebody over the place, and I can't remember at the moment, because we have a statue at the entrance with the bird, and the, you know, your nest is your home. And I can remember...
Hugh Castle?
Yes. Oh, no, that's Hugh Castle. Yes, that's right. Anyway, it was rather... They were quite nicely built. They were fairly sensible. Still working, of course, on whatever you could get to build with after the war. So it was quite a new idea, which is why, in fact, we did ask a surveyor to come and have a look at it before we moved in. The roofs were a bit shifty, but we're getting roofs, new roofs at long last, because they were just sort of a little bit of sort of three ply wood, and then a bit of a sort of spongy top, and another, if you were lucky, a bit of covering and tiled covering, and that was that. And the birds love pecking and burying things in it. So yeah, it's much stronger now.
Now what about the grounds?
The grounds, when we came here, of course, when we moved into Byron Court, the area where the three-storey blocks were was just bare earth. But round what we were left with, there were three original trees. One is the big cedar tree here in the middle of Spencer Court. There's a turkey oak at the corner of the end here, and there was a row of, there was a hedge of oak trees, which is now where, right at the end, more or less at the entrance, and they were just part of the hedge when we first came. And then there was another big oak, which was at the back of Byron Court, which had been pulled down. Well, that gradually rotted. So all the trees you see, except for those oak trees and the pine tree, but more the rest have been planted since then. And of course, in the big gale, we lost 29 trees. Yes. One of which was a little old pine tree which fell on our roof, but fortunately, because it fell on its elbow, it didn't break the roof.